The Albany Fire Department is one of the nation's oldest professional departments. This year, it celebrates its 150th anniversary. Chief Warren Abriel Jr., a 45-year veteran of the Albany Fire Department, addressed a crowd Wednesday night at City Hall. His great-grandfather, Reuben Abriel, joined the department as a volunteer and became one of the first paid members in 1867, the year AFD was founded.
I'm a fourth-generation firefighter. I have three nephews that are fifth-generation firefighters, my grandfather, great-grandfather, father. My brother Henry was a captain. My brother Ted was a firefighter on the rescue squad. He died in the line of duty in 2007. I joined the fire department in June 5th, 1972, right after I was discharged from the Navy.
Before Abriel took a look back at history, Mayor Kathy Sheehan said she's looking ahead.
We've made a commitment to ensure that this department reflects the city and our residents. And that has resulted in a change in the way that we recruit, a change in the way that we seek to look at who are the firefighters of the future.
Abriel, who was appointed chief in 2014, captivated the audience as he spoke at length about the culture of firefighting.
When we started in the volunteer situation, apparatus was pulled by hand and the volunteers ran behind it. Okay, that was called a run because we ran to the fire. These hand carts had some very decorative paintings on the side. If they pumped fast enough, the pumper at the hydrant could pump fast enough to the pumper at the scene, and if they didn't pump fast enough to keep the water moving, the tank overflowed and washed down the side of those paintings. And that was extremely embarrassing. It was something that you didn't want to have the water overflow and ruin these. I mean, some of these were museum quality paintings. And that's really where you got the term washout. If you see somebody washed out of an event or a competition, that's where that came from. In the early part of our history, the water mains were wood. If they weren't above ground, they were buried. When they had a fire, they knew where the spot were roughly. They dug up the cobblestones. They drilled a hole in the wooden main and got water for the fire. After the fire was over, they put a wooden plug into it, tamped it down, and then they could go to the next time they came down that street, they could go and get that plug. And that's basically now why even today officers say, grab that plug on the corner, you know, because that was a fire plug.
The Albany Department of Fire and Emergency Services consists of 260 career firefighters staffing 8 engine companies, including 1 paramedic engine company, 4 ladder companies, 3 paramedic rescue companies, 1 heavy rescue company, 2 battalions, and administrative staff. Chief Abriel says the fire department makes some 23,000 runs a year. The Albany Firefighters Museum is presenting the Albany Department of Fire and Emergency Services 150th anniversary celebration Sunday, October 22nd at the Albany Capitol Center from 6 to 10 p.m. There's more, including complete audio of Chief Abriel's talk at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.